We have talked to Chris Emery, great Oklahoma City investigator, talk show host in his own right. Got the same info we got. You call the U.S. Embassy and they say, of course, he was not currently in custody. And further, they refused to give their name as a spokesman. They said that Corsi was well and enjoying his vacation in Kenya. So, because they're not answering the phone, clearly with caller ID, with us calling, we're going to give out the number to the U.S. State Department in Washington, D.C. Ask for the African desk, ask for others, and you tell them that we don't appreciate that puppet government arresting investigative journalists or detaining them. John Harmon, let's bring John up. John, give him the number.
The number is 202-572-5160.
One more time.
202-572-5160.
All right. Richard C. Cook's coming up for his perspective on the economy and what's happening. And going back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Spend 4 minutes, the time we have left, on where you see the economy going. They got their banker empowerment bill, which is not a bailout of Wall Street. We're going to have socialism. Might as well be to the people, direct. We should have direct cash payments to the people. Instead, they're going to seize whatever they want, do whatever they want. Immunity, a Goldman Sachs dictatorship, good way of putting it. That's what it is. We're not exaggerating there. Where you see this going now is the market is in free fall, down over 1,000 points in the last week.
Well, the first thing about the bailout, of course, is that it's futile, and there are two things that have to be done. This is a derivatives crisis. It's now beginning to filter through. What is in crisis is not mortgages to poor people. This is ridiculous. It is derivatives, 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives. That includes mortgage-backed securities, collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, structured investment vehicles, structured notes of all sorts, over-the-counter derivatives. The only thing to be done with those derivatives is to wipe them out, to expunge them.
To freeze them.
To destroy them. You can freeze them if you want to. That's fine. Freeze them for the duration of the crisis, say a 10-year freeze on all derivatives and, indeed, all financial
debt. You have to do that or it will continue to infect what's left of the real economy.
Because it's a black hole. It's a $1.5 quadrillion black hole which is going to eat this piddling sum. It's enough to bankrupt the United States, but not enough to save the derivatives. So you've got to destroy these derivatives. Delete them, shred them, bonfire the derivatives, call it whatever you want. They've got to be destroyed. They've got to be put out of action.
Because it's a Ponzi fraud that attached itself to the real economy criminally.
Now, the other thing is I've written a paper about the Main Street Lending Facility. By my calculation, the Federal Reserve now has $1.5 trillion of special cheap federal credit to parasites, to banks, investment banks, insurance companies, mutual funds, money markets, brokerage houses, and all sorts of other people. The line that they used to try to defend was the Federal Reserve will only help its own member banks is gone. So why not agitate now for a partial nationalization of the Fed? Let's do it step by step and get things going. Let's open up a window. Force the Fed to open a window. $1 trillion of cheap credit between 0.5% and 1% for producers, that is to say, for the Detroit automakers.
And that would rebuild the real economy.
Yes, you'd be creating actual jobs. In other words, why is it that parasites get all the cheap credit from
the Fed? Why is it the criminals that engineered it get it all?
And producers don't get any. In other words, the rest of us. And I'm talking dry cleaners, restaurants, auto repair shops, small and medium industry, all the way up to Detroit. Detroit is on the verge of collapse.
Yeah, light bulb factories, clothing production.
Farmers need cheap credit. We've got to have cheap credit for all kinds of farmers, all kinds of agricultural
interests. Hell, cheap credit, I mean, I'm not for all this socialism, but if they're going to just hand trillions to private bankers that goes offshore, why not just give it to farmers?
And again, it's not socialism at all. This is the American system of Alexander Hamilton, Abraham Lincoln, and Franklin D. Roosevelt. This is the essence of the American system of political economy. And it's only because of the Milton Friedman agitation and the von Hayek agitation of the past 30 or 40 years that this is even a question. Not socialism. This is
Webster,
how capitalism
works. We're out of time.
Works.
Folks can get your book at Infowars.com. I really appreciate you
joining us. Please keep going on Corsi because he needs help.
Yeah, fire out your own personal website.
The best way to get my stuff is Amazon.com, but if you want to see my Bush book, for example, it's up for free at Tarpley.net.
All right, thanks, Webster. Let me see.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Go to historian, economist, researcher, analyst for NASA, the White House, writer for the Washington Post, and many other big publications on what's happening with the economy. He's been on with us every few weeks for the last few months with his great perspective on what's happening, where he sees things going in the future, how we can wrest control from the Goldman Sachs private banking dictatorship being set up. But before we go to our guest, and in a few minutes, I also want to give you some of the numbers. Well, right now, the Dow drops below 9,700. It's down 327 points today. It was down about 400 points yesterday. Last week, as you know, it dropped about 600 points. So that's over a 1,000-point drop in a week, and that's after the bankers were given dictatorial power. So they are definitely consolidating, and we'll get his unique analysis on that coming up in a moment. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about New Vitality, a wonderful sponsor. They have hundreds of great vitamins and minerals and different nutrient products that don't have magical claims. They don't have miracle claims. They're just high-quality things that are known to be really good for you, like concentrated aloe vera with 29 other ingredients in their Aloe Ease body cleanse that flushes out the guts and detoxifies. So important. Toll-free number to call them, 1-800-569-4056. But link through to the banner on Infowars.com, to NewVitality.com. If you forget the name of the website, you can find a banner on Infowars.com and check out their hundreds of great products. Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. They also have the Super Beta Prostate. Men over 45 should really all be taking this. This is even what mainline doctors are prescribing. And it's concentrated salt palmetto and other herbs and things that are known to really help the health of the prostate, super beta prostate, 1-800-569-4056. Again, or you can also go to newvitality.com, 1-800-569-4056. Great folks. And another wonderful sponsor is Acolo Blue. Acolo Blue is a sponsor that we were really proud to have, and we have it right here in our office. It gets 7.5 gallons a day in average humidity. In the lowest humidity in the desert, it's about 3 gallons or a little bit more than 3 gallons, half of 7.5 a day. It's an atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year. If you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air, great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way Mother Nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, neutral pH. And how does the filtration process work? The water is grabbed out of the air. It's naturally there. Then it passes through a activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system. And that's reverse osmosis gets out 99% of stuff by itself. Then a taste and odor removal filter, and it's stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. Comes in red, black, white, green, silver, and blue. You can plug a solar panel into it or right into the wall. Acoloblue.com, ECOLOblue.com, Acoloblue.com, or 866-585-4044. And you can see banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com over to Acolo Blue if you forget the website. You can also call and get a free brochure. Order one today, 866-585-4044, Acolo Blue. All right. And it is the sponsors that make this show possible. Plus, I only seek out sponsors I believe in and I think are cool and affordable. Okay, Richard C. Cook needs no introduction, but I will introduce him with the fact that the stock market is down, as he predicted years ago, to 9,628 and plunging as we speak, down right at 300 points today alone. And that's even with them cooking the Dow Jones Industrial 30. They've been pulling out bad stocks in the last few months that are failing and plugging in winners. Now, the NASDAQ's even down further on its overall numbers, and so is S&P. Now the Fed's talking about a big rate cut that will further implode the dollar. Gold is exploding in prices today. Richard C. Cook, break down what we're facing, sir.
Well, I think what we need to understand is that this is not really a financial crisis. That's what everybody portrays it as, but that is not really the case. What we have is a production crisis because it's the world economy, the producing economy, that is actually collapsing. And the financial indicators, because they no longer have all of these bubbles in this debt pyramid to kind of prop themselves up with, the whole thing is collapsing back toward what the producing economy and its very depressed level can sustain.
So we got the financial wizards, took over one-third of the real economy, and then debased the industrial capacity, and so now they created hundreds of times all the real assets, and so the black hole is imploding.
That is correct. And the stock market, it's not really a mystery, and as you say, some of us saw this coming a long time ago. I started writing about this well over a year ago, and I was estimating at that time that the stock market could come down in half, and you know, from its high of 14,000, because what it's doing is it's really going to its natural level. The stock market has been artificially inflated by all the financial bubbles. Now that those financial bubbles have burst, it's going back to its natural level, which is the level that the producing and a consumer economy can sustain without excessive debt. That's what is going on. And the real indicator here that nobody pays any attention to, because they don't want us to pay attention to it, is consumer purchasing power. It's what consumers are comfortably able to buy with what they earn. Now, consumers over, you know, really going back 20, 25 years, have been buying way more than what they can afford because of the easy credit that's been available. This is why the economy is $70 trillion in debt, because consumers have only been able to keep up their standard of living by more and more borrowing. Now that they can't borrow anymore because people won't lend to them because it's so obvious they can't repay their loans. Consumer purchasing power in the United States is collapsing. That is what is collapsing. And we're seeing the effect on the stock market. Now, where is all of the money going that's leaving the stock market? That's a very interesting question, which, again, they have not answered. Where that money is going is into Treasury debt, because Treasury, starting this week, is floating tens of billions of dollars in additional bond issues in order to pay for all of these bailouts. And, of course, Treasury bonds are earning such a low level of interest that it's really negative savings. You lose money when you buy Treasury bonds these days, but you have to because you lose even more in the stock market. So we're seeing a shift into the Treasury bond market that is going to be used to generate more borrowed cash by the government this time in order to pay off all of these bailouts to the rich financiers who have just carried out the biggest heist in history.
Continue.
Well, what we're seeing in all of the markets is not the collapse of the capital markets, because the capital that's available for all of these investments is only a very tiny proportion of what has actually gone into the bubbles. The real source of the bubble financing has been bank leveraging from the banks' fractional reserve privileges. And I've said on this show before that, for example, in the futures markets that ran the futures costs of commodities up so high, 97% of the money that has been used to speculate in the futures markets comes as a bank loan. It's purchases on margin. And it's this kind of leveraging that we first heard about big time back in the 80s, you know, with the merger acquisition bubble, has continued to fuel these bubbles ever since then. And now it's those bubbles and that bank leveraging that's being withdrawn. Now, where you may ask, did the money come from for the banks to do all of that leverage financing? Well, it came from several sources. One was the regulatory agencies, including the Federal Reserve and including the Securities and Exchange Commission, gradually lowered the reserve requirements and allowed more and more lending to be done on margin. And then in the stock markets and the other markets, they gradually allowed more and more leveraging of purchases in those markets. Like, there was an article recently in the New York Times that documented a meeting of the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2003, where the bankers, the investment banks, came into the SEC, and this was just after Cox became the chairman. You know, Chris Cox, the guy we saw before the banking committee a couple of weeks ago, the guy McCain said should be fired. Cox allowed the SEC to deregulate and to permit investors to put more and more of their investments in bank leveraged borrowing. And they got so overextended that this is one of the things that's driven the whole bubble that is now bursting. And it's part of the deregulation regime that began, of course, under Reagan and has accelerated and now has completely played itself out under Bush. So what we are really seeing now is the result, the logical conclusion of everything that was done since the 1980s in the Reagan Revolution to deregulate the markets and to allow vast amounts of bank lending to enter into these markets to fuel these bubbles. It's all coming to an end right now. And what the financiers, led by Paulson, of course, and Goldman Sachs, is to move money into Treasury bonds so the Treasury can then use that money to buy the toxic debt, which the financial institutions and the investors, the brokers, will use to pay themselves off one last time. So we're seeing the end of the bailouts and the end of the payoffs to the financiers who engineered the disaster.
That's right. They're taking their profit by design. I want to talk about this controlled implosion. Congressman being told last week physical martial law would be declared. I mean, and that hasn't gotten hardly any mainstream attention. Even in, you know, alternative talk radio, it's not being covered. We are all seeing it come to a head from Richard C. Cook looking forward what he thinks is going to happen in the short, mid, and long-term future. Stay with us.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Former White House analyst, historian, NASA analyst, writer for major publications like the Washington Post, Richard C. Cook. Richard, give out your website and tell us a little bit more about some of the articles and work you've been doing. And then let's get into where they're going in the future. I mean, they've geared up for a police state. They've prepared for this. They changed the bankruptcy laws to go after the public, and then they pass laws where they could take the pensions for themselves with companies. I mean, I see massive preparation in all of this. Then last week's unprecedented economic terrorism with every major leader saying, you know, sign over dictatorship powers, financial dictatorial powers to the Treasury. They said, give us immunity or there'll be a depression. Then they get their power and they dump the markets. Break that down for us.
Right. That's exactly what has happened. Now, my website, www.richardccook.com. I also have a lot of articles now. Most of my articles are in Global Research. That's www.globalresearch.ca. And I have an email for comments. I also have a report on the 08 election. That's economicsanity@gmail.com. Economicsanity@gmail.com. And people can write in and get on the mailing list. But that's exactly what happened, what you describe, Alex. And it's interesting that the dictatorial powers were assumed not on the part of the producing economy, as has happened at other times in American history, particularly in wartime.
But by the parasites.
Rather by the banks, by the financial economy, by the what I call the Wall Street fat cats, of which Paulson, of course, is the most prominent. I mean, Paulson already had been paid before he came to be the Secretary of the Treasury hundreds of millions of dollars in earnings and bonuses for Goldman Sachs, and he's brought more people in from Goldman Sachs now to manage this crisis. And what they really have to manage is the largest payout of public funds for private sector failures in the history of the world.
But they knew it was a failure. They created the debt bubble by design and were making money selling these derivatives to people all along.
That is absolutely correct. And they closed all of the doors for the public to get out.
So many signs of premeditation. And when you read the IMF and World Bank plans, where the International Bank of Settlements and others have engineered this in third world countries, it's a replay of what was done in Argentina in 2000, 2001.
Yes, that's correct. It was known that this could happen. And it was done through Congress, which is one of the most shameful episodes in our history, particularly, you know, after that first vote in the House, when enough congressmen stood up and said no, that they had to take a step back.
And 1,000-to-1 phone calls against it.
Right. And so instead of trying to put it back through the House, they did an end run around the House. They took it to the Senate, where all the senators had already been bought off. And, of course, we all know, you know, we've all seen the reports on campaign contributions and who pays the bills for Barney Frank and Chris Dodd and all the rest, you know, who where their campaign money comes from. And the same goes with Obama and Hillary Clinton and McCain. They all work for Wall Street. That's where their financial support is. And so they came in the 11th hour and threatened everyone with a collapsing economy, wrote a bill where the money from the public is going to be used for years into the future to pay them off. So they can take that money and go spend it on fixed assets. I mean, we're going to see a lot of big houses being bought, a lot of land being bought.
So instead of them getting in trouble for engineering this, they get to be financial kingpins and suck the money out of us.
They get a payoff. It's what I call, and I wrote this in an article recently, Alex, it's what I call hush money. Now, the reason I call it hush money is that this whole thing was not just engineered by the banks. I have written how back in the, we all know now, it came out of, started coming during the Clinton administration, all the subprime mortgages. But the real fraud that began to enter in the system began to come in after 2001 during the Bush administration. And what I have said in my articles is that when the economy collapsed, when the dot-com bubble burst in 2001.
They created this new derivative bubble. Stay there. We're going to come back. Richard C. Cook, final segment with our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Richard C. Cook is our guest. Historian, analyst, economist, author, journalist. RichardCCook.com. Richard, let's just get down to basics here in a little bit of time we have left with you today. The public, I don't think, has any inkling of where we're going. I still think that some of them think it's hype, even when CNN announces, hey, Army brigades, if you read carefully, it's multiple brigades, they're going to deal with rioting people. And the British say, we're getting ready for riots over the economy, and we got microwave guns ready in the U.S. And I had congressmen on last week. They were told martial law will be declared. You'll be basically thrown out if you don't do this. That is terrorism. That is threats. And so where you see this going, because the public, thank God, didn't get suckered. 90%+ still said no after the financial terrorism Monday afternoon when the House voted it down. $1.2 trillion+ lost. And then they acquiesced, at least in Congress, to the scaremongering and threats. And then now the plunging has intensified with the market down at 9,600 and something today, down over 400 points, or 300 plus points, down over 400 yesterday. I mean, this is getting to be, we're not talking about weeks or months if this continues. The malls, Austin is supposedly the wealthiest per capita city in the country, the best off in the recession. Well, the real estate market's plunging. My wife went last week to the mall to get a prescription for her glasses done. She said she's been there before and it's full. It's empty. Everybody's talking about it, and we're in a good city. It is homeless people all over the country exploding, tripling their numbers in the different indexes we have. And this is only the beginning. So, A, what is the public who's already mad going to do when they find out this bailout went to offshore banking crime syndicates and the elite are all literally leaving the country to Dubai and Switzerland? And then how do you see this unfolding the way they're going to govern it versus what you think we should do to avert it?
Well, we're going into a long-term recession right now and probably a depression. And it's not only in the United States, it's worldwide.
Yeah, it's sucking down the euro this week, everything.
Yeah, it's happening throughout Europe. And when the Asian countries can no longer sell their products to the United States,
they can't buy the debt.
Their economies are going to freeze up, too. Now, here's the difference, though. Where the Asian economies have an advantage, which is that they produce things. We don't produce things anymore. We gave away our industry. We gave away our family farming. We gave them all to global capitalism. We gave them to the people who put NAFTA through. We gave them to the people who put through China as the most favored trading nation. We don't have it anymore. So where are we going to get it? Where are we going to get the food when we can't buy the food on credit anymore? Where are we going to get the consumer products when we can't buy those on credit anymore? The answer is nowhere.
Well, let me tell you about East Texas. A year ago in East Texas, where I have family, they have the Swan trucks that, delivered, decent steaks and
right.
chicken and pizzas and, orange juice to people. And my uncle was talking to the Swan man. They cut their route back to half, I guess, coming only twice a month instead of once a week or something. I don't remember the exact. But the point is, talking to everybody out in the country, the majority of people said, we can't even afford this inexpensive food anymore because we're spending it on gas just to get to work. I mean, it's already in Michigan and East Texas and Florida, and the states are going bankrupt, and the credit card debt's coming bankrupt, and now the bankers are saying they're going to bail out their cronies and select corporations. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just ranting. It's just
you're absolutely right. And, I started writing several months ago that people say it can't happen here. Yet we already have had at that time a year ago 35 million Americans who didn't have enough food to eat. And people were laughing about that because the government was calling them nutritionally challenged. Well, that number has not gone away. But if you look at the collapse of farming in this country and the inability that this nation has to even grow its own food anymore, this could happen here. We could have large-scale food shortages in this country.
Well, that's the issue. That's the issue.
Grow your garden.
Well, I mean, that's the next issue. 90% agrarian in the Great Depression, now 90% urban, and of the 10%, half of those aren't even self-sufficient. We have 5% that are self-sufficient. This is Road Warrior Mad Max.
Yeah, that's right. And what are people going to do? Are they going to let themselves be put out of their houses? What are they going to do when they don't have enough food to eat or their family doesn't have enough food to eat?
I'm seeing reports from Tennessee and Texas where people are holed up in houses. Just this morning I saw one, and the cops just gunned them down.
Well, yeah, we saw that. What happened to that woman, I guess it was in Ohio, that's now being reported on TV. This is starting to happen, and one of the features of this bailout plan is that the Paulson and his people were adamant that they were not going to allow housing prices to fall anymore, that people were going to be held to their mortgages. And Paulson said on TV when he was testifying before the Senate Banking Committee that foreclosures were going to continue. This is not a plan.
And let's be clear.
With their mortgages.
We're bailing them out. It's going to devalue the dollar. And they said, the Fed chairman said 2 weeks ago, top dollar will be paid for these, so they know the people will default. The banks will be paid top dollar and then even get to repossess it.
That's right. And then you had people saying, Bernanke said this, that when the money was paid back to the public from these mortgage-backed securities, they weren't going to lose money and they might even make money. And the only way that that's possible is if the people who owe the money still have to pay it. Now, Countrywide has just announced a program to their credit. Countrywide, of course, is now owned by Bank of America, that they're going to start allowing people to scale back on the principal and the interest that they owe on their houses. So at least there's some little glimmer of common sense coming through by the people who are holding the mortgages, but it sure is not part of the government plan. What is in the government plan is a travesty, and you just have to wonder when the banking lobbyists and when the Bush administration lobbyists were going around Congress last week in the House of Representatives, twisting arms of those congressmen to get them to change their votes to pass this bill, what were they threatening them with? You know, what were they pulling out of the...
Well, they told them martial law. They told them martial law.
Yeah, so there you have it. It was done by threats. It was done by coercion. You know, even then, 100-and-some congressmen still had the guts to say no, but not enough to stop the juggernaut.
Well, that shows that the establishment is going for broke, because when you start getting elites threatening martial law to Congress, and then the congressman came on the show and said, well, under House rules, I can't tell you what was told me in confidence, I mean, that shows the establishment is going for broke.
Yeah, it did. It did. Now, whether it was going for broke merely to get one last raid on the Treasury or whether it has something longer term and more sinister in mind, I honestly don't know. Bush is clearly bailing out. Cheney is bailing out. They moved Halliburton to Dubai, so maybe he's going bye-bye.
And the Bushes are going down to Paraguay, where I talked to a top investigative journalist a few weeks ago. I mean, top, international. They say Ken Lay is alive in Paraguay.
Well, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. So maybe this is just their last attempt to take the money and run, or maybe they have something in mind that is much more sinister than that. Again, I do not know. I do not have the answer to that. But clearly, they've ramped up, they've geared up to keep order in the streets by using the army, just as they did during the Katrina disaster. So it looks to me like a nationwide Katrina. This is a financial and an economic hurricane that's going to have the same effects as that, and it's going to be just as disastrous. If we get a new president in office in November who intends to do anything about it, then the obvious answer, and what all the Democrats are saying, is that we're going to see the New Deal back again. Now, whether there's any time even to do that, I don't know.
Yeah, but their New Deal is Homeland Security, law enforcement jobs, more prisons. I've been talking about that for years. And Barack Obama, he's gotten three times the Wall Street money that McCain has. How do you square that?
Well, I don't. That's the big unknown. There would be no problem for the Democrats to print money, just the way they're printing money to give to the bankers, to print money and pay people to dig ditches and fill them up.
Yeah, if they're going to kill the dollar, they might as well in the next few years build a real economy so we got something left.
Correct. That's the only
real hope. Instead, it's all going offshore, and I don't mean to yell, Richard.
Yeah. No, you're right.
How do you contain yourself? Because I know what this means to my beloved country. Instead of people who talk about they love it, I really do love it, because this is the only country I got. It's where my roots are, and I'm watching it all die. It'll all be stolen by these fraudsters.
That's right. And that's the only hope is to take that same Treasury money they're printing and giving it away to the financiers and begin to do something for the people.
Exactly. Helicopter Ben isn't helicoptering money to the people. He's helicoptering it overseas to international banks.
They need to
be helicoptering it on us.
And he's lying about it. Now the hope is, and the title of my next book, which I hope will be out within a few weeks, is We Hold These Truths, The Hope of Monetary Reform. The hope lies with the fact that there are enough people within this country in the monetary reform movement to be able to at least arrest the hemorrhaging and to put in place a monetary system and an economy that will put money back into the hands of people that they need to rebuild the economy from the bottom up. And the key to this, really, Alex, goes back to what I started talking about in the very first place. It's purchasing power. People do not have purchasing power any longer because their jobs, their farms, their small businesses were all taken away from them by the financial looting.
Well, I'm going to have you back on.
The global and financial industrialists.
I'm going to have you back on. We're about to have to end this, Richard, because I'm going to cover the financial news. But I agree with you, and I am against helicoptering money. It's better for it to be at the grassroots, and it devalues it. But they clearly have decided to kill the dollar in the next 3 years and bring out some new monetary unit. They've openly said that's their plan. So in the interim, we might as well build up some real economy. But we know that's not going to be basically what happens unless there's political will. What about a national call for the fact that they're criminals, pointing out their insider trading, their conflict of interest, the Goldman Sachs VP to hand out the $700 billion, under the former head of Goldman Sachs. This isn't even the pretense of
That's
legality.
Right.
And I think we need to have state grand juries, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago here on the show,
I totally agree. If you look at my last article on global research titled Grand Larceny, I begin to go through there the breakdown of how it was done at the political level by the Bush administration with the collusion of Alan Greenspan, the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
He needs to be arrested.
It was a crime from the top. One of the people who tried to stop this was Elliot Spitzer when he was Attorney General of New York.
And so they found his crooked toenail and got him.
They got him, yeah, because he'd blown the whistle on the fact that the U.S. Department of Treasury, the Comptroller of the Currency, the department I used to work for, had blocked investigations by all 50 states into the mortgage fraud that set all of this up. That was done by the Bush administration.
And he was saying he was
going to
invest.
Decision.
And he was saying he was going to investigate from the state level, and
right.
They said, buddy.
That's right. They blocked the investigations. It was done. This wasn't a bunch of mortgage brokers out there telling people, come on, cheat on your application so I can make a few extra bucks. That's how they're portraying it. This was a top-down program put in place by the highest political and financial levels.
Well, absolutely. They admit that in the IMF and World Bank documents. Well, Richard C. Cook, I want to get you back on next week, if you can. Let's do an hour on monetary reform. So down the road, people, after this fully crashes, know what can really be done. If we had a free market left and an economy left, I would say the libertarian model. But when it's this shot and the economy is like a dying man on the beach who's been drowning, you've got to, defibrillate him to get his heart going.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. I'll be glad to get back.
All right, Richard Cook, thank you. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
You bet. There he goes. For the balance of the show, I want to go over the stock market numbers, what we're looking at from CNBC, CNN. It's also up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, some key articles from Paul Watson there. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up. Gold is trading at 880 plus and shooting straight up. Even Mainline, CNN, ABC News are all reporting that there has been a manipulation in the gold paper to keep it down. That's now not Ted Anderson. It's CNN. It's MSNBC. It's all over the news. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. They've artificially suppressed the paper cost, but that we're going to see this paradox of manipulation where gold's $2,000 an ounce, but gold paper is $900. And so what everything Ted's been saying and Ron Paul's been saying is now being said by mainstream news. They can no longer hide it. And this is an amazing admission, Ted, that we're now seeing. I believe they're putting this out because they don't want to be caught, behind the curve. They want to look like they told the people. This is big, Ted.
Yeah. They've been manipulating the gold prices through the futures market all along here, trying to keep that down, because if they can keep that down, it gives the illusion that the United States dollar is going to be strong and okay. Well, wake up, everybody. Our whole economic system's melting down. If you're talking about who are we going to dump the helicopters, who are we going to dump the helicopter loads of money onto? Is it going to be the financial elite, or is it going to be the U.S. citizens? My God, once you start giving away something for free, it has no value. And that's exactly what's going on with the U.S. dollar. And, yeah, you're right. They are trying to manipulate. But right now the dollar's down. The Dow Jones is down. The Russell's down. Just about everything on the New York Stock Exchange is down.
But gold is up $28.80, going straight up at $884.10. And, ladies and gentlemen, Ted still has gold at last week's price, a whopping $50 cheaper than it now is. And he can, for a limited time, is offering you last week's prices now, but it is going to be gone by tomorrow if this continues. Ted, tell them the coins.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to tell them the coins. Same deal, exact same deal that I offered yesterday, but yet gold's up another 30-some bucks today.
And the deal yesterday was 25, 30 bucks over what it was
exactly.
Last week.
Exactly. This was locked in closer to $700 or $800 an ounce. It is $900. And right now gold has seen a high of $890. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So it's 80-something bucks.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
So this is as good as that deal you offered 2 weeks ago that was the best deal ever.
It is. It is.
Hold on. Okay. Folks, do the math. Ted bought gold at $800 an ounce. It's $884. You cannot beat this deal anywhere. You will not find a better deal anywhere. He'll tell you the coins when we get back, but here's the number, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and we'll find out from Ted on the other side how long he can hold this deal open.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
Man, the bankers are going the distance. They are just gutting everything. Okay, the stock market was down, the Dow about 400 points yesterday. It's down 434 points today to 9,520. Trillions being lost every day. They are looting it all. I told you, after they got the new power, they would drive all the stocks down. They promised if you'd give them the power that they would then save it. But instead, now they want to drop everything so they can buy it up. and then they're going to devalue the dollar. It's already plunging today, but it'll, oh my, Ted, I can't, I knew all this would happen. They said they were going to do it, but to witness it and to just hear a white, former White House analyst and analyst for the Securities Exchange Commission saying everything we're saying, they are really doing this. But I guess people shouldn't listen to us. They shouldn't get gold that you secured at $80+ under what it's selling for now. They shouldn't move out of paper into that, Ted. They should just stay in the stock market. You know, I have family who've saved their whole lives and lived in little bitty houses and who might have $1 million in the stock market. They admit they've lost $300,000 of it, but they just say, I got to stay in because it'll go back up later. They don't understand, do they, Ted?
They really don't, Alex. I mean, the stock market has a lot to do with what's going on in the leverage markets. I mean, right now the crises in the housing market and the crises in the credit market with all the banks that can't trade amongst each other, the commercial paper market is in trouble. I mean, just everything that has to do with paper is in trouble. And what do you think is going to happen to these companies? I mean, big name companies right now are getting bailed out so they don't fail. And these companies, when they fail, if they do, and they probably will anyways, because we can't print our way into prosperity, it's just going to be adding water to the milk. It's going to be like drinking milk, watered down milk. There's just not enough. The wealth comes from the ingenuity, the industriousness, and the
bankers have sucked that dry, and they got the 3rd Brigade to make sure we submit and brainwash police. I hope they wake up. Ted, tell them about the coins you've got in supply that you secured at $80 under what it is right now. Wait, the last deal was about 80. Is this the all-time best deal or a twin?
It's probably a twin of what we did, 2 weeks ago when the market took up like a rocket like it did today here. Right now I do have the Frankster at 190. Anybody that listened yesterday knows that that's the same price as yesterday, and gold is up a lot more today.
So same price as Friday.
Yep, same price as Friday, because yesterday's price was the same as Friday. British Sovereigns, I still have those at 234. That's a quarter-ounce coin. You can do the math. It is next to melt. And that's because the prices have gone up so much in this.
And folks can't even find melt out there, and that's a semi-collectible coin.
Oh, yeah. You can't buy coins that melt anymore. The physical market has dried up. There's not enough available. Just like you said, the physical market, the spread between physical market coins and the spot price of gold and silver both has widened, and it's going to continue to widen because people are buying this stuff, putting it away, and taking it out of the market. That $10 Indian, though, that we talked about yesterday, they're at 673. And, you know, that's to try to get supply on $10 Indians. It's almost like the market forgot
folks,
about
this. Do you still have the silver half dollars?
Yes, we do. We have
800-686-2237, Prison Planet headline. Gold prices to double on paper market. Demand of physical gold outstripping supply as global interest rate cuts lead flight from paper currencies. And it says, Jorg Kenner, CEO of Swiss Asia Capital, told CNBC this morning that the flight from paper currencies as a result of global interest rate cuts will lead to doubling the price of gold within a short period. And we don't know if that's going to happen, but that's being predicted on mainstream news as demand for physical precious metals outstrips supplies, causing paper contracts on gold to default. The physical market may have been on fire. It's getting very hard to buy 1 ounce coins in smaller bars. Most jewelry shops have been running out. On and on and on. He talks about the fraud that's going on. 800-686-2237. Defeat the New World Order, at least personally. Protect yourself from the bankers looting everything. So they've got Indians, they've got Franks, they've got British Sovereigns, and they've got silver half-dollar Franklins. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Okay, and you can hold that till midnight, right?
Yep, I'll be here. We'll do it till midnight.
All right. Retransmission starts now with all those big guests at one place, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.